You know, I don't think the Foundation did this because they were monstrous. I think they were clueless. I think this was a unique moment when the beautiful naivety of Twitter was hitting the increasingly horrific reality. And here were some of the tweets that were cascading into his eyeline as he was trying to apologise. Joan Allera boring us into forgiving him. And Joan Allera has not proven that he is capable of feeling shame. That one must have been written by the best psychiatrist ever to know that about such a tiny figure behind a lectern. And Joan Allera is just a frigging sociopath. That last word, it's a very human thing to do, to dehumanise the people we hurt. It's because we want to destroy people, but not feel bad about it. Imagine if this was an actual court and the accused was in the dock begging for another chance and the jury was yelling out, bored, sociopath. You know, when we watch courtroom dramas, we tend to identify with the kind-hearted defence attorney, but give us the power and we become like hanging judges. Power shifts fast. We were getting Jonah because he was perceived to have misused his privilege. But Jonah was on the floor then, and we were still kicking and congratulating ourselves for punching up. And it began to feel weird and empty when there wasn't a powerful person who had misused their privilege that we could get. A day without a shaming began to feel like a day picking fingernails and treading water.